All right.
Here we go.
Give me a sing good.
Can you tell that?
Start the intro.
We are Brown Boy Pods.
Bro, how you been, bro?
Man, I'm at the good now, but did you TikTok the hate mail? Yeah, that's not good.
Oh my God, bro. Yo, okay. Like, no, TikTok hates next level right now.
See, I get it where people are coming from.
Yeah.
Most of the comments. But kai comment tha idda ya, they don't even study, they don't even do anything, they just put random facts in.
That's always what it is, bro. Like, sorry. Okay. Now you can see your face. Yeah.
Like most of the gore.
Yeah.
Most of the gore doesn't even know like what they're doing.
Bro, the white people that are hating on us for simply being brown and then coming here, bro, I got so much hate. I was like, oh, go back home. I can't go back home.
Like
people don't realize I'm born here, bro. And like When I looked outside, like I walked outside after we had released the TikTok, right? You know how we recorded that episode before, episode 4. I was just outside in the Northeast, right? Like outside your house. I was just looking around. I'm like, bro, like there's so many brown people here, and half of them like work multiple jobs, and yet people still hate.
Most of the people, those are new.
Yeah,
they work like a full time job and a part time job.
Yeah, that's
or the like thing. Or like two part time jobs.
That's the thing.
So I think if you guys are hating on us or working two part-time jobs and affording what you can't.
Yeah.
It's your skill issue, not ours.
That's the thing, man. People don't realize that. Sorry, I'm going to take this off. I'm making the fit look bad. If you're a Canadian-born and you're hating on other Canadian-borns for speaking up about
Canada is known for being good, having good people.
Yeah.
Canadians are known for being good people.
But they're not.
Not hateful and racist. They're not. See, on man, I came like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
My dad's been here for like 6 years now.
Yeah.
Me, my mom, and my brother.
Yeah.
We came like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And we have better, like, okay, so what do they hate us on? Sadi boli the?
Yeah.
Our language?
Yeah.
I know English. My brother knows English. My mom knows English.
Yeah.
Then it's clothes. I know culture. I dress better than half, like 90% of you guys.
Explain what you mean by you guys.
You guys matlab jehde gore sade te hate karde ha.
So yeah, okay, yeah.
So the 10% is the okay, jo main unnanu kehne the guys who dress good.
Yeah.
Are the 10%.
Yeah.
Most of the guys don't know how to dress bad.
That's the thing, bro, man.
What they would do is wear skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Skinny fit t-shirts, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it, kadi kadi soniyan laatiyan ne.
Yeah.
But if you have a titty, if you have your stomach out, if you have your stomach like You were not with me. I went to my high school to pick someone up.
Yeah.
With one of my friends. We were working out.
Yeah.
Workout karke, we went to pick someone up, his sister.
Yeah.
And I saw this dude. He was a Singh.
Yeah.
Singh with a... He had a parna.
Yeah.
And his gutti was taking out of the parna. And unne paayi pata kadi t-shirt. He was wearing a TRG. And...
A what? Did,
a True Religion.
Yeah.
TRG.
Yeah.
They unne paayi si... compression t-shirt from Under Armour.
Yeah.
Like those are not meant to be worn outside. Like oh gym waste nahi, those are for performance sports.
That's the thing, right?
See, hun oh pa ke then you say go dress good, you don't pretty.
Okay.
Like if you have muscles, if you want to show your muscles, mm-hmm. those should show out of normal clothing.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't need to wear a compression t-shirt to show your bicep.
Yeah, that's true. You know what got me the most is all these, like, we talked about this last episode too, but everyone that's born here and your parents are immigrants, you guys are hating for, you guys are hating people that came here and you're saying, oh, you guys should go back to India, blah, blah, blah. What if I tell your parents to just go back, bro? Like, you know what I mean? You like, people don't realize okay. that.
If you have to go back to India,
yeah,
we have houses there.
Yeah.
We have our family there. You guys don't even have family back there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you guys might have your grandparents or like great great grandparents,
mm-hmm.
but you guys don't have houses there.
Yeah.
You guys don't have property there. Mm-hmm. You guys cannot go back and live. Okay. Hey, if you guys are saying we get your orders wrong, me and Paris ordered McDonald's.
Yeah.
And we ordered two junior chickens and we got one. And it was a Filipino guy working at drive thru.
Yeah, man. Send the Filipinos back. No, I'm joking.
I don't hate Filipino guys, but I'm saying. It's not just brown people.
Yeah.
Fast food chains are so fast.
Yeah.
Like they're so busy sometimes. Unhonu pata nahi lagda if they miss something.
Yeah.
That's why the lady just gave us the junior chicken free.
She had an attitude still.
She had an attitude, but unhe free karta.
Yeah.
Like she knew if she created a scene, maybe scene karta na.
Okay. No, my issue with the recent, the recent TikTok hate. If you haven't seen the TikToks yet, go on Brown Boy Pods and look at the TikToks. They're actually getting pretty viral right now. They're blowing up right now. But my only issue was all these Canadian-born, like first-generation Canadians that were like hating on immigrants coming in and telling them like to go back because you guys are lazy, all that. Like, bro, imagine these guys work like 3-4 jobs and they slack off once, and then you guys just don't like, you guys don't give them a break for it, right? They'll slack off once and you guys will keep calling them lazy Indians. You'll keep calling them like smelly Indians, like greasy Indians, whatever you guys said in the comments, right? And at the end of the day, bro, I got hate for being Indian, and they're like, oh, go back home, go back to your country if it's so nice. Bro, first of all, this is my country. Second of all, even if I wasn't a Canadian citizen, if I were to go back home to India, there's nothing there, bro. Like, for me, like, the only reason people come here is to get like better job opportunities, yeah, right?
India in general is going down.
Yeah.
But like, JD Saptavadiya, life in India is in Punjab.
Yeah.
Because you have your fields, you have your houses in there.
Yeah.
When you grow your own food.
Yeah.
You grow your own things and live.
That's
you don't,
true.
You don't have any mortgage. Like, yeah, people do have loans. Some people do have loans.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about a good life.
Yeah.
If you're good in Punjab, you have good land.
Mm.
You don't have to pay any mortgage.
Yeah.
You don't have any like stress of paying your car payments.
Mm.
Like, that is good life, bro. Odeli apaitheya unneya. Like, we come here to get that life. Kyunki sanu Punjab ch nahi milti. We don't get it in Punjab.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the issue. You guys look at the recent immigration crisis that's happening right now. And by you guys, I mean all the Canadians. And I don't care if you're brown, white, black. I don't care, right? We got a lot of hate from all different races. But my issue is, you can't, like, the whole point of the TikTok was to kind of get rid of racism, kind of like point out the racism that happens in Canada. And you guys were saying, calling out Canada as racist is racist. Like, that makes no sense. Like, someone commented that, right? Like, how is that racism? Like,
there's been so many comments
lately.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even able to read them.
There's 1,000 comments, and then like on the first TikTok, and the second one has like almost 600 comments right now.
Yeah, I don't even read all of them.
Yeah.
And minu pata, like, all of them are racist.
Yeah. And okay, so my whole issue with that TikTok was that I was just pointing out the racism, but you guys don't realize that you by saying stuff like smelly Indians, greasy Indians, you're just like proving my point, right? And if you want to get mad at Punjabi, if you want to get mad at anyone, right? Don't get mad at the people coming here who are just working hard. Get mad at the government. Right, because they're letting so many immigrants in, right? Okay, to an extent, I do agree that there's a lot of immigrants coming in, sure, right?
Because of the war and everything.
So there's a lot of immigrants coming in. Well, there's a lot of refugees coming in too, which is another issue.
There's more refugees.
Yeah, like there's a lot of, okay, in general, people are upset, like just people coming in, right? But these guys tend to get mad at the fact that there's more immigrants coming in, blah, blah, blah. They don't care about the refugees, but why? Those guys, and in the comments, people were mistaken. They're saying, immigrants get free housing, blah, blah, blah. No, they don't, bro. The only people that get free housing are Ukrainian refugees that are coming in, Afghani refugees that are coming in. They're the only ones that are getting free housing. They're the only ones getting free everything, right? And to an extent, it's okay because they come from nothing. But then again, you can't blame immigrants when this type of stuff's already happening with refugees.
If you guys hate immigration and refugees so much,
yeah,
why don't you guys like vote someone else?
Yeah, you guys are the ones that voted Trudeau. Now
you guys are voting it. Like, same issue in India.
Yeah.
Like, whenever someone discusses Indian politicians with
me,
they're like, oh, India is this, India is that.
Yeah.
The rules are this, rules are that.
Yeah.
I just say, buddy, you voted for him.
Yeah.
And if you didn't vote for him, you can say. But if your family or someone from your family voted that like party or something, anything, then you are responsible for that.
No? Yeah.
Okay. Like, not anyone else.
Like, another thing is that, like,
Sidhu said this in one of his songs.
Yeah.
Like, first you guys vote them.
Yeah.
And then tohi unna nu mada kehnde ho. Pehla unna nu vote deke jitaunde ho, phir unna nu mada kehnde ho.
That's the thing.
Like, if you guys are saying they're bad, why do they win every year?
That's the thing, right? Again.
But because they give you good things.
Yeah.
Because you guys get free grants, everything, hai na?
Yeah. Again, going back to my point, it's like, if you wanna like see change, then vote someone else, right? You guys voted a liberal government, but what was I talking about before? Do you remember?
The liberal. No.
Before that,
no.
Shit. Okay.
That's okay. Going
on. Yeah. Whatever. But Yeah, so there's a lot of like my whole there you go. The whole purpose of that TikTok was to kind of highlight the racism in Canada, and in turn, like, by just highlighting what I saw and saying what I said, people were being racist towards me, and I'm born here, and they're telling me to go back to my country, right? Like, I'm a greasy Indian, sure, whatever, right? And another thing I noticed with TikTok, right, this is kind of weird. You can call someone brownie and the comment will stay. But if I call someone whitey, the comment gets deleted.
Yeah, bro. So my personal account.
That's crazy, bro. My account, yeah.
My personal account got deleted because I called someone white little guy.
Yeah.
That's all I said. He was saying brownie, curry, like greasy Indians, everything, right?
Yeah,
white
boy. It's funny when someone says greasy Indian.
No. I replied white little boy and my account got deleted, buddy.
Okay, this is what I always hate. This is brown on brown hate, right? And this is like religious hate. So someone called Shahid Khan just commented right now, what kind of reaction are you looking for from Canadians when the entire Punjab migrate to Canada? Saleh pehla Punjabi da sikhla, kidda bolni ab English da sikhla.
No, see bro, if he's Shahid Khan, he's from Pakistan.
Yeah.
And if he's from Pakistan, he's basically a Punjabi and Pakistani.
Yeah. Oh, and there's someone with a Palestinian flag that commented, you don't belong here.
Okay, buddy. Where do I belong?
Yo, you don't have... Canada's economy is only afloat because of immigrants. And if all the immigrants that you want to go back to their own countries, if they go away, your economy is done and Canada is not going to be a first world country anymore. I promise you that.
See, bro, Canada doesn't even pay good wages.
It doesn't, bro.
Okay, so I used to work at McDonald's.
Yeah.
So McDonald's pays you $13 an hour.
Yeah.
If you're not 18. Mm-hmm. Where's the work ethics?
Yeah.
Where's the minimum wage rule?
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you want to pay me 13 on my training, that's a different thing. Hmm. But paying me 13 in general?
Yeah. Yo, why do people think immigrants don't pay taxes?
I don't know. Okay.
Immigrants pay taxes.
Immigrants do pay taxes, buddy. If they do a job that's on payroll,
yeah,
they have to pay taxes.
Yeah, bro. Their wages get taxed. Everything gets taxed. They pay taxes. Okay.
And white people give them work on cash. Not brown people.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone who goes to a brown company, they hire them on payroll mostly.
Yeah.
And if you go to a like white guy and then ask them for a work permit, PR, I don't know what, right?
Yeah.
They give you like work on cash.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
It's your guys' fault.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. I was saying like, and there's a lot of hate towards brown people hiring more brown people. Bro, okay, tell me why whatever job interview I went for, why are there white people only working there? And then why are the hiring managers, why is the okay. HR department all white? Why do you care if brown people like look out for you another? Like, why do you care? And like, first of all, it's like jobs that you guys probably don't even want. Like brown people have restaurants and stuff. Okay, do you know how to cook Indian food? No, why would they hire white people there?
Okay, see, if it's in Punjabi or Indian restaurant in general.
Yeah.
Like brown restaurant in
general. Yeah.
Say Pakistani, Punjabi, Indian,
yeah.
Anything, right?
Yeah.
If you know cooking, they might hire you for cooking. But if you want to be at the front desk or yeah. As a waiter or something,
yeah,
you guys cannot work there because it's going to be Punjabi people all day.
Yeah.
And they want someone who speaks their language. Bro, I have seen jobs on, what's it called? Indeed.
Yeah.
They say you require French for yeah. This job because this job is French only. And some jobs say you require, what's it, the Filipino language.
Tagalog?
Tagalog.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say you require Tagalog to work in this job. That's
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Sorry, my Filipino friends.
Tagalog. I know that's something like that. I have some Filipino friends.
Yeah.
Like, so, that's, if you guys are saying brown people hiring brown people is racist or whatever.
Yeah.
Then Filipinos hiring Filipinos is racist too.
That's true, man.
And white people hiring white people, like French people, is racist too.
Here, let's ask ChatGPT. Is Canada racist? Let's see, bro. Racism exists in Canada, as it does in many countries. While Canada is known for its diversity and multiculturalism, there we go. Diversity and multiculturalism, first sentence. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Okay, so let's say that again. Racism exists in Canada, as it does in many countries. While Canada is known for its diversity and multiculturalism, yeah, hear that? Diversity and multiculturalism.
Canada is known for that.
Yeah, issues of systemic racism and discrimination still affect various communities, including Indigenous people, Black Canadians, Asian Canadians, and many other minority groups such as South Asians.
I don't think so. South Asians are minority, buddy.
We are no. Technically, we are a minority.
No, I
looked up the stats. It's 60% of Canada is white.
Okay, so you guys are saying
you're the biggest minority. We're the biggest minority. But we're still a minority.
2% LA.
Yeah, but no. Look, it's like okay. So efforts are being made at various levels. I don't see any efforts, including government policies and community initiatives to address and combat racism. But challenges persist. It's a complex issue with historical and contemporary dimensions. So, long story short, I got that right. Long story short, Canada is racist, and Canada has always been racist since its earliest time. Racism hasn't gone anywhere. It's just hidden now. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's hidden like crazy, but it still exists, and whoever feels it knows it. 90% of you guys aren't going to feel it because you guys are just ignorant. That's all I'm going to say.
See, so Canada being racist, right?
Yeah.
So, there's this our friend...
Yeah.
He was on this podcast, but it got deleted. So sorry, that episode.
Shout out, Sajjan.
Haanji. So Sajjan told me a story. Yeah. We'll discuss it more.
Yeah.
And the story was in like early 90s, mm-hmm. when like, I think it was his grandpa.
Yeah.
They were traveling somewhere.
Yeah.
And they stopped to get food.
Mm.
They had like, there was his grandpa, his grandmom, their whole family. Like
he talked about that.
So they didn't know like more English. They just know like eggs, bread.
Yeah.
Because they used to just work labor.
Yeah.
They didn't know English, right?
Yeah.
And they went into a restaurant. I think it was Denny's or something. I don't know what restaurant. A breakfast restaurant.
Yeah.
They went in there and they were like, oh, can we get eggs? They were like, no, no brown people allowed.
And this was when?
1980s, 1990s.
That's crazy. And bro, it's only been 40 years. Like almost 40, 50 years. And Canada's still the same. Obviously, the white-only rule isn't that open, but you know when you see racism.
Yeah, yes, sir, I do.
Okay, let's switch gears. Okay, let's talk about this a little later if we get anything. But did you hear about Rick Ross getting beat up in Vancouver? So no, Rick Ross was playing Kendrick Lamar's diss track. Rick Ross was playing Kendrick Lamar's diss track. Yeah, Not Like Us in Vancouver.
Let me say, oh, we ho.
Okay, so Kendrick, so Rick Ross was in Vancouver. He was blasting Not Like Us in Vancouver, and then he got into a brawl. He got beat up. He actually got beat up because Canada. People love Drake here. I don't know if it's Drake's people. It might have been Drake's people.
Okay. Bro, I had no people.
Yeah.
From Toronto.
Yeah.
They don't love Drake.
I love Drake.
That's gay.
Okay. Okay. No, but look. Attack on rapper Rick Ross after Vancouver concert linked to Drake feud.
See, bro, if he...
It has to be his people, right?
It has to be, bro. Okay, so, Horn, if we talk about, like, Drake and Kendrick beef.
Yeah.
Kendrick finished Drake.
Yeah.
Kendrick ne pehla Drake maria. Kendrick killed Drake with his first diss track. And then Kendrick buried Drake
in
the second. The third one was just putting the stone up.
Where is Drake?
Where's Drake? I don't know, bro. Have you seen his new songs? He's saying gibberish.
I haven't heard it.
He's just saying whatever. I heard it on one of my friend's story.
Who, Family Ties?
No. It's a new one.
That was Kendrick's, right?
Yeah. So it's just a song, right?
Yeah.
And one of my black friends, mm-hmm. he does like music reviews and everything on his Snap story.
Oh, we have to talk about music reviews after.
We got them.
Yeah.
So he was talking about this and I'm like, bro, what is he saying?
Yeah.
Like he's saying nothing.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, Drake is gone. Drake
said.
Like, okay, so Drake was good.
Yeah.
It was okay. And then Drake dissed Kendrick. And then Kendrick dissed Drake on Like Us.
Yeah.
Bro, Like Us was hot.
Yeah.
And then came Euphoria.
Yeah. No, I like Not Like Us was probably the best one.
See, Not Like Us is like a party diss track.
They Not Like Us.
But if you want to hear like diss track, Euphoria was it.
Yeah.
Like in Euphoria and Meet the Grams.
Kendrick
finished Drake.
Best one was, the best line ever is probably A minor.
No, best line is Dear Adonis.
Oh, no, yeah, that was fire. But I don't feel like he should have put it Adonis.
See, bro, Drake's been taking shots.
Yeah, that's true.
Drake's fault.
Drake's a little, he's a pansy. You have to use words like pansy. It's like you have to use like very feminine words to like to talk about Drake. Like
Kendrick said he loves Drake with the melodies.
Yeah.
He doesn't love Drake when he gets all tough.
Yeah.
Because he's not tough.
He's not that guy. Yeah. You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
Okay, I've never been a Drake fan.
Yeah, I have.
Never. Main kadi Drake jada sunya nahi.
Yeah. Sada tu Drake ha?
Tu Drake ha? Okay, main sunya I used to listen to Kendrick and Kanye.
Yeah.
Travis.
Yeah.
India to be. Back yeah. in India too. Kendrick's been, bro, Kendrick's hard.
Yeah, that's true.
Kendrick got lyrics. He has that.
Yeah.
He's a dog at him.
You got that dog in him?
Dog.
Okay. Let's talk about the music review guy that's trying to yeah, stir bro. Some beef right now. By the way, what's his name?
Akio. Okay, main vekhda Akio, right? Oh, kai tere reviews badhiya hunde. You have good reviews, but you say bad to every singer.
Yeah,
Sidhu da gaana hunda, you're like, oh, ede ch mainu eh nahi pasand aaya. Karan Aujla da gaana hunda, oh, mainu ch eh nahi pasand aaya. Diljit di album hai, oh, jyada repetitive aa.
See, buddy, okay. He's that type of guy. I can't make out if he's like if he's born in Canada and then tries to speak well Punjabi, or if he's from Punjab and trying to act like he's born in Canada.
Haan,
you know, the Punjabi ho ji, pata Punjabi nahi lagda.
Punjabi ho ji, Max ji ho, nahi desi jade. So, my issue is like I follow him from my personal account.
Yeah,
because the reviews are good.
Yeah,
but the thing is, he says bad to every single song.
He talks too much shit, right? I saw that.
He's just okay. Then I saw this his reel about Chima Wai.
Yeah.
He's like, Chima Bhai, I'm a big rapper, I'm this and that.
Yeah.
Chima, same lyrics, and then he, just pull up the video. He just said, like, Chima Bhai just says shit. Bro, Chima Bhai has good lyrics.
Yeah.
Chima Bhai na gursidu ta music wadi yanda.
Yeah.
Chima Bhai can literally sing better than you can. Mainu ye kya bro, je tenu inni dikkat aa with every singer.
Yeah.
Just go make your own songs.
Main exactly.
Aapa phir vekhde ha. What songs can you make?
Exactly. This is open challenge to Akio, bro. Je tu gana bana le rahi, and if it gets
No. He gave me a challenge. He's like, do music reviews, bro. Make a song, I'll do a review on it.
Oh, dead ass, bro.
Bro, make a song, main tere review karda.
This is getting clipped, bro.
Tag him.
Open challenge, the Akio, bro. If you make a music video, Manakio will do a review.
Yeah. You make a music, and. ਆਪਾਂ ਵੇਖਦੇ ਕੀ
ਬਾਤ ਤੂੰ ਮਿਊਜ਼ਿਕ ਕੱਢ ਬਸ
ਆਈ ਐਮ ਪ੍ਰੀਟੀ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ ਹੂ ਕੈਨ ਸਿੰਗ ਬਟ
ਮੇਰਾ
ਸਿੰਗਰ ਇੱਥੇ ਬੈਠਾ
ਚੱਲ ਨਾ ਆਲ ਡੈਡ ਆਸ ਰੈਕ ਹਿਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਬ్రో
ਬ్రో
ਆਈ ਐਮ ਨਾਟ ਦ ਬੈਸਟ ਸਿੰਗਰ ਬਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਗੁੱਡ
ਹੁਣ ਲਾਈਕ ਬ్రో ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਡਿਸ ਸਮਵਨ ਜਸ ਹੈਵ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਯੂ ਲਾਈਕ ਹੁਣ ਮੈਂ ਡਿਸ ਕਰਦਾ ਜੇ ਮੈਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਉਦਨ ਨਸੀਬ ਨੂੰ ਡਿਸ ਕੀਤਾ ਇਫ ਨਸੀਬ ਕਮਸ ਔਨ
ਯਾ
ਇਫ ਨਸੀਬ ਲਾਈਕ ਰਿਪਲਾਈਸ ਟੂ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਰੈਡੀ ਟੂ ਡਿਸ ਹਿਮ
ਬ్రో ਆਰ ਯੂ ਨਾਟ ਗੋਇੰ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਹਿਅਰਸ ਦ ਥਿੰਗ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਗੋਇੰ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਮਿਊਜ਼ਿਕ ਰਿਵਿਊਜ਼ do fair music reviews and don't just talk shit, because what ends up happening is if you do a music review of singers that let's say aren't that big, right, they're following jada ya, you're ruining someone's career at the end of the day, right? And
okay.
And then know what you're talking about too. Second, I can tell that you don't know what you're talking about, because some of the music that you don't like is good music, right? But you have biased opinions and you're saying they're shit. The lyrics are shit. This is shit. But that's just bias, because that's not the type of music you probably listen to, right?
He probably has like low testosterone or something. Like if he doesn't like those, like
he probably listens to Babu Man, bro. He's that type of guy.
Babu Man, Shahri Man, I gave a gana ni.
Babu Man, Shahri Man.
Beep. So open challenge to Akio. We'll make a music video.
What's his full name?
I don't even know.
Akioe Punjabi song reviews hashtag Akioe.
You know where he got famous from?
Why?
He used to do everything for music.
Yeah.
Like he used to post videos about like Punjabi songs you need to hear.
Yeah.
And everything. After that he just started doing hate videos, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, hate videos shuru karti hain.
Itna bande mainu bilkul nahi pasand.
And then he got famous. Fir after that ohi cheez karda. He doesn't do anything else.
I'm literally looking at his page right now. Sorry if I'm like. Like I'm just looking at his page right now.
Big Kumar, na? Big Kumar, the girl Geeti. Big Kumar and Sultan are in the same group.
Yeah.
Unna de ikatthe gaane aande a. Dola yaar da. He's like a Sultan varge lyrics.
Yeah. No, he said a vaaj Sultan varge.
Yeah.
Like bro, he's indirectly trying to say that Sultan di vaaj maadi hai, right? Like it's because it's weak. He said it's weak. But buddy, you make a song with Diljit, fir tu de.
Diljit na, bro, open challenge. Just do a solo.
We're not just saying this shit because the only reason that we're replying back to him is because he started this shit. No, right?
You know what he replied? He's like, "Oh, private profile hita ke apni navi dulhan varga muh te vakha."
Yeah, so you started this, buddy. So if you're gonna get hate from this, then that's on you.
Then I replied from Brown Boy Pods. I'm like, "Oh yeah, this is my."
Yeah, I saw that.
Right. And ja ke bro dekh la, and he doesn't reply. Utte baad reply nahi aaya. Like 15. Bro.
Oh my god.
Okay, man. Hold up. About something else. How did you like Jatin Jujutsu 3?
It was pretty nice. I liked it.
It's pretty good. So the thing is, so it's nostalgia.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
Shparta Spartan. Shampi Bot.
Raja Beta.
Raja Beta. The thing is, thodi end de lage. I'm not saying it. Thodi end de lage, the film got like. ਜਦੋਂ ਦੂਜੀ ਕੁੜੀ ਆ ਗਈ ਵਿੱਚ
ਯਾ ਗਾਟ ਲਿਟਲ ਕਨਫਿਊਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਗਾਟ ਰੀਲੀ ਬੋਰਿੰਗ ਆਈ ਫੈਲ ਅਸਲੀਪ
ਨਾ ਫॉर ਲਾਈਕ 20 ਮਿੰਟਸ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਬੋਰਿੰਗ
ਆਈ ਫੈਲ ਅਸਲੀਪ
ਉਹ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਵਧੀਆ ਸੀ
ਯਾ
ਲਾਈਕ ਅਦਰ ਥੈਨ ਦੈਟ ਮੂਵੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਵਧੀਆ ਆ
ਇਫ ਦੇ ਡਿਡਨਟ ਗੈਟ ਟੁਗੇਦਰ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਐਂਡ ਆ ਵੁੱਡ ਹੈ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਡ ਬ੍ਰੋ
ਸੇਮ
ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਯੋ ਫੱਕ ਦਿਸ ਮੂਵੀ ਬ੍ਰੋ
ਉਹ ਤੋਂ ਲਾਈਕ ਫਰਸਟ ਪਾਰਟ ਐਂਡ ਸੈਕੰਡ ਪਾਰਟ ਆ ਰੀ ਬੈਟਰ
ਯਾ
ਬਟ ਥਰਡ ਪਾਰਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਬੈਡ
ਯਾ ਹੇ ਦਿਲਜੀਤ ਲਵ ਯੂ ਬ੍ਰੋ ਨੋ ਨੋ ਦਿਲਜੀਤ ਲਵ ਯੂ ਬ੍ਰੋ Okay. Okay, let me know what you guys thought. Like dead ass. Like I said this before, let me know what you guys thought about the previous sound quality. And it was really bad. So we like to apologize for that, but we had to record some of these episodes last minute. And the mic quality wasn't the best with the last episode, but it's starting now, it's gonna get better. We're just gonna use the studios. But yeah, man. Other than that, Bronny James, open letter to the Lakers. Okay, we all know why you drafted Bronny James. We all know that LeBron had a hand in it. We all know that
it's okay, man. He wants to play with his son.
Just let me rant. Let me rant this one time. I'm gonna start again because it's gonna be a nice clip. Open letter to the Lakers. We all know why you drafted Bronny. LeBron, we know you made phone calls. Bronny, you took away someone's spot that deserved it more than you. 55th overall pick, and you're probably going to get more minutes than the guy that was drafted 17th. He is, bro. Bro,
okay.
Okay, no, listen.
Okay.
Bronny James, I'm telling you, let's make predictions right now. I'm telling you he's going to get more minutes than the number 17th pick. See, Bronny's been talked about more than I don't even know the other guy's name.
Connect.
Sure.
His name's Connect.
Well, that's his last name. What's his first name?
I don't know.
Exactly.
No, because I just know him from the draft.
Okay, no, that's what I'm saying.
See, so Bronny will play. If he plays good, he will get minutes. He will get minutes for sure.
But he's not going to get minutes as much as... You know what they do with usual 55th picks, right?
Just play like one or two games.
No, 55th picks usually get waived.
Yeah.
They don't even see the NBA floor. Right? This guy took away someone's spot that probably deserved it more, bro. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, see. The thing is... Connect is a small forward and shooting guard.
Mm-hmm.
If Connect plays, he's going to play...
Sixth man at least. Oh, no. At most sixth man.
Sixth man is someone.
He's going to be playing behind LeBron. That's the thing.
See, the thing is, starting point guard would be D'Lo.
Yeah.
Then Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
Then small forward, Rui Hachimura.
Yeah.
Power forward, LeBron. Center, apply Anthony Davis.
I don't think they'll play Rui for small.
They will.
Oh, they're not going to play LeBron at power forward. Rui's going to be playing power forward.
Well, same thing, bro. The forwards.
Yeah. Bronny James. Yeah, I don't think Rui's... LeBron and Rui are going to interchange, but... Connect is going to start, I feel like. Or no, he's not going to start. He's going to be playing six man. He deserves it. He's
a good shooter.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Like, what's his name? Bronny will come in for D'Lo.
Yeah.
And Connect will come in for Reeves.
Yeah. Wait, so does this mean that LeBron's going to retire? Because his last wish was to play.
No. But he signed a 2-year contract.
Yeah, but 2 years and he's done. This is his last contract.
Keep it up.
Nah, bro. He says
okay, his last 2 years. Wish. Oh, how old is Bryce?
What?
Bryce Kineta, the Bryce Johnny.
Yeah, he's not even uni yet.
High school.
His dream was he wanted to play on the NBA with one of his sons.
Yeah.
Just one.
Keep it up. Who knows, bro?
Bro, I think... this is what's going to happen with Bronny. He's going to be one of those like kids, you know, that come in the league for a little bit and then just become celebrities.
He's going to be that type of player. I don't think so.
Nah, bro.
Okay, so he had a heart stroke, bro.
Okay, no, that... Okay.
Maybe
he had a heart attack.
Maybe he can get big.
Yeah.
So there's no in-between. Maybe he'll be a star player.
Yeah, or maybe...
Or he'll go to China.
No, okay, no, bro. Here's the thing. Okay, we're gonna argue on this a little bit, but I feel like, okay, even when Bronny was in high school, there were better players than him.
There were.
He's not the tallest player. He's not the strongest player. If you look at his stature, like
4 points.
He's his stature, like how he looks and like his physical, like whatever. He can leap, which is good, right? But compared to everything else, he's like a small point guard.
Like Curry.
He's like a Curry, but he doesn't have Curry's, like when Curry came into the league, Curry could shoot lights out no matter what.
Curry is a natural shooter.
Yeah, that's the thing.
This guy
needs to work a lot harder.
Curry doesn't have the perfect form.
Yeah.
But Curry is already shooting as the best.
Yeah.
Like best form, Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
Even though he went 0-10 in a game.
Yeah.
But Klay Thompson has the best form.
Yeah.
But Luka.
Yeah.
Kai and Klay.
Yeah. Oh, that's sick. But speaking about the forms thing, like I don't think it matters like how your form is, because if you see Sean Marion, like if you see these players, they have shit form. As long as you perfect your own form. Yeah. But no, Shaq never shot threes, right? That's the thing. Like Sean Marion.
He did one.
No, Sean Marion, I think, either won a 3-point contest or was winning a 3-point contest. He has the shittest form. He used to shoot from his nose. Like actually, like, right?
I don't like, Klay, what's his name? Klay. Karl Anthony Towns. He shoots from his face too.
Yeah, no, but like, this guy was, I'll show you Sean Marion. Like, he was bad, bro. Like, just search up Sean Marion.
That's okay.
We'll just
place it here.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you don't need good form. You need to perfect your own form.
Yeah, like
once you find, like Tyrese Halliburton, everyone makes fun of it because he goes like whatever, like that, like shit, right?
LeBron James.
Yeah, you just need to perfect it. But I, at the end of the day, I don't feel like, I still feel strong unless Bronny shows that he's that guy,
yeah,
right?
If he averages like 15,
yeah, then you need good. Bronny. You need to do good, bro, because. Including me, people are doubting you, bro. There's a chip on your shoulder. As long as you prove everyone wrong, bro, then there's no issue. Just one sec. As long as you prove everyone wrong, there's no issue with you being the 55th pick. Because I still believe that you should have went undrafted because his own teammate, teammate averaged 16 points a game.
I don't think so. He
went undrafted and he got picked up by Sacramento. He got picked up. He got undrafted. That's crazy, bro.
That's okay, bro. See. We all knew Bronny was going to get drafted.
Yeah, we all knew because, bro, nepotism is a thing, bro.
LeBron is him, bro.
Nepotism is...
My league goat.
It's LeBron's league, bro.
League goat, bro.
It's LeBron's league, bro. Like, no one's going to...
See.
He makes all decisions.
If they win this year...
Yeah.
We just doubt it because they don't have a good team. Like, their D-Lo was not working. Maybe they will win.
Yeah. D-Lo did so good, bro. Yeah.
Bro, in playoffs.
Oh, in playoffs. Okay, but that could have been pressure, right?
Yeah, so if they win this year, then Bronny's going up. If they win.
My thing is, I still believe that Bronny just got a free spot. He didn't deserve it. As of right now.
I agree with that.
Right? You have to prove yourself. That's about it, right?
Like if you see Wemby, like, proved himself.
Wemby was a shooter from the France League, bro. He was going off.
I've seen, bro. Buddy, who in their like rookie seasons, big rookie, 7'4", shoots threes.
Didn't he lead the look of rookies in threes?
Yeah, or something. He did, bro. He was in everything top two.
Yeah,
blocks, points, assists, everything.
His blocks were crazy.
And assists, he was like number fourth.
Hmm.
Blocks, points,
yeah,
3 points,
yeah,
like field goal percentages, everything. He was like up.
There's a movie coming out. Okay, guys. Right. Okay, theory. So the next thing we're gonna talk about is kind of controversial.
It is.
It's about the moon landing, and we're only talking about this because there's a movie coming out with who's the guy?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson, and then
I don't know
who's the other guy.
I didn't see.
Oh, Channing Tatum. Yeah.
I saw its trailer before.
Yeah. It was in the theaters. Yeah, I saw it yesterday. Theaters, yeah. Bro, okay, so the movie trailer highlights that I don't know what the movie's called, but
it's, I think, The Landing or something.
The Landing, something like that.
I don't know.
But the movie trailer highlights that they didn't really. Okay, so they went to the moon, but they faked the moon landing videos that they have.
Yeah, because their things started working.
And so why do you think they faked the moon landing? if they went to space, is that so?
Okay, so my theory on this is, if they went to moon once, why don't they go now?
That's the thing.
Because I think they saw something.
Yeah.
I think they saw something.
Yeah.
Or they found out something about moon.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
Yeah.
Or which is dangerous or something.
Okay.
Oscar ke, they just didn't go again.
To the moon?
Yeah. Because if they see a planet from Earth.
Yeah.
And they see like escaping Earth's gravitational stuff and everything. Just set up a space station on moon.
That's okay.
You can just exit the Earth's gravitational force. Because moon is literally on the Earth, radiating orbit there.
Yeah.
So outside, if you like launch from moon.
Yeah.
There's no more gravitational force pulling you in.
Yeah.
Like hogi thodi bahti, but not as much if you like launch from Earth.
Yeah.
And you can send things to moon very easily.
Mm.
Like NASA can.
Mm-hmm.
SpaceX can.
Here's my thing. If they've already been to the moon, why do they have to do so many more test flights? Why are they failing the test flights to just get into space, right? If they already went to the moon once, they already have all the information. Why is it taking so long to go back? Ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
What are your technical issues?
Yeah, we had a little technical issues. But yeah, at the end of the day, the conspiracy theory is that they never went to the moon and it's all fake. The moon landing is done in a studio, and I still believe that, and you can't convince me otherwise.
Me too, bro. Like, they don't have any other photos. Why don't anyone else goes?
And it looks clearly like it's like shot in a studio. And in the movie, the guy goes, imagine like as if you're walking with holding your grandma, and she's like heavy but she's frail. No one's gonna see that.
Yeah. So if you see that movie trailer, they clearly explain how they shot that in a studio.
Yeah. But why do you think, okay, you see all these conspiracy theories, right? They're conspiracy theories like 50, they started like 50, 60 years ago, right? But why are they all coming into light in the past like 5 years now? You know what I mean, right? All the conspiracy theories are coming out now.
See, because before,
in
the past times, people used to believe anything. Now, we rebel off everything. We don't believe them.
No, so the conspiracy theory started, so they don't believe any. Like, imagine conspiracy theory started that no one went to the moon back when they went to the moon. Why is it only coming into light now? Why did the government allow this movie to be made? It's made by Apple, bro. Of course it has government ties, you know what I mean? Like, it's made by, it's at Apple Films or Apple Original, right?
Yeah.
So it's apparently, like, obviously they have government ties. Why are they taking so long for these things to come out then?
I don't know, buddy.
That's the thing, right?
Because they want to confuse people up.
Yeah. The government is sneaky. Okay, we're going to end it here for this episode.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to have a little wise words from Manik.
Wise words are, don't be racist.
Yeah.
Jim Jim Jow. Mm-hmm. Work, make money, make your parents proud.
Mm-hmm.
Rabdanalo, take God's name, and that's all, boys.
Rambo's out.
Rambo's out.
Play the outro.
We are Round Boy Pods.